T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is good evening to you, and how you be? At 6:31, 41 seconds to go right along with it. Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona. Those two guys on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze right up until Chris Moore at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Oh, Lord, please let me win the lottery.
Back out Harden. Harden catches, fires, and hits the three-pointer. Harden sets, fires, and hits. 53 for James Harden.
There's so many things I need to do.
The Thunder, for the second time this season, they have a wire-to-wire victory against the Knicks, who will drop their ninth straight.
Welcome to the all-new game designed to make you a winner.
The New York Knicks have the first pick in the NBA college draft.
Puts it on court. It's Harper trying to go to the bucket. Blocked by Zion! And that's how the first half ends.
I might even try to help a friend or two in need. If you only let me win the lottery.
O'Connell takes it away. Here's Zion, a free run to throw it down with the right hand. Barrett has it top of the key, trying to lob it over the top. What a catch by Williamson! And a two-handed stuff to boot.
If they draft me, I would love to play for the Knicks. Like, I don't want to say, like, I don't really care where I go. Like, just the experience of being in the NBA. Whoever wants me and whoever sees the most of me, that's where I want to be.
We want to win for our fans. We want to win for each other. But this is where we are. And I can't tell them when that win is coming. We just got to keep chopping the tree until we figure out when it's going to happen.
All together, you have 9 ways to win. Good luck. Here we go.
Guarded by Zion Williamson. White nearly steals. Still batting for it. He's got it. 2-on-1. Here's Zion! Flying down the lane for 2 more.
What really fits the type of team we're trying to put together, you know, from a character standpoint, from an athletic standpoint, from a skill standpoint. And, I mean, he literally checked every box for us.
And a 2-on-1 with Zion the lob. Oh, my goodness! He was 3 feet above the rim to hammer it home.
And I might even try to help a friend or two in need if you only let me win the lottery.
You sure is! Slam jam, man! Get ready for the NBA Duncan Contest!
Okay, may we have the envelope, please? Thank you. And the winner is Noah Vonleh. Noah, our player of the game from last night. With 10 seconds to play, Knickerbocker's down 2. Noah, with a chance for the tie or the win, was stripped of the basketball with the beard at the other end, 4 points, 60 and 61. So far, the plan is working. Win the lottery, get a number one pick, woo Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and take on the world. It should only be that easy. All we know now is another loss is coming as sure as night falls. However, you can watch the unwatchables and wonder how competitive the Knickerbockers are in losing, how good they can look losing, how entertaining they can be losing, how close they come to winning losing, and how you can look trying to guard somebody who many thought might challenge Wilt's 100-point night he had against the Knickerbockers back in 1962. So, at this moment in the monologue, now what? We led with the Knickerbockers after their game last night and again tonight, and we hate having to do that. We heard this afternoon about the Tiger Woods and some golf, and we would hate doing that. Sometimes in the biggest radio stage in the world, you say to yourself, today we got nothing, and we hate that. And then it came to me. Who doesn't hate having to hate with what could be shaping up as the year of the hate? You can start right now with NFL officials! Exclamation point. Once upon a time, we wondered what constitutes a catch. Now, what constitutes roughing the passer? What constitutes pass interference? And just thinking, what constitutes the Constitution? That's a story for another time. But wait a minute, there's more to hate. That's all part of the fun. More to love hating, at least three teams we can think of.
I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate you so much it makes me sick. It even makes me rhyme.
Durant off that screen, bounce pass Boogie. Look out, right hand slam for Boogie Cousins.
I hate you.
Durant comes topside off a Cousins pick. Jumper good. KD with that bucket. Passes Clyde the Glide.
I hate you.
Live is just finding a rhythm. Sometimes when you get hot like that, you really don't see anything but the rim.
Curry off a series of drag screens. Top of the key, three. Are you kidding me?
And if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Haters gonna hate.
We've got a group of players that know how to win.
Prescott, snap is back, trying it again. Fade right side. Ball's caught. Touchdown, Michael Gallup.
I hate you.
Handoff, Elliott powering into the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys. Prescott goes screen right. Elliott down the right side to the 25. Zeke Elliott, touchdown!
How about them Cowboys?
I hate you.
And if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Hate us because they ain't us.
It's not over until it's over in this league. Until it's over, it's, you know, you're trying to score, you're trying to find a way to win.
Waiter the play fake. Steps up to throw to the right for Gronkowski. Yeah. Brings it down in traffic. Touchdown, Patriots.
I hate you.
Brady floats it left side. Caught. Philip Dorsett. Touchdown, New England.
I hate you.
We show a lot of perseverance, a lot of toughness. You just keep fighting. That's what football's all about.
Brady takes the snap. He looks long. He throws it down the left side for Dorsett. Yes. And he makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
I hate you.
So if you can't say something nice.
Stop it. Don't say it again.
Don't say anything at all.
I hate you.
So, what is not to love hating those three franchises? Arrogant, smug, swagger, strut. Insufferable, sinister, paranoid, angry, deception, cheating. Let the fun begin. Of course, two of the three teams you just heard from win. So, what we miss, what we hate, is losing out on all the winning. The mouthpiece and the shimmy added Kevin Durant and All-Star. That's All-Star number four. And then they added All-Star number five to Marcus Cousins. So what's not to hate with the gloating and the showing you up as the rich get richer, turning the NBA into a three-point game? What fun will have hating the Patriots next week? Belichick. He'll charm us next week with his wit, his humor, and Brady will remind us how everybody hates him as he did last week, as he snacks on all that is gluten-free. So if you love to hate, now is a great time with the hating, with the whole week of the Killer Bees coming up. Brady, Mr. Perfection, the perfect quarterback with no speed whatsoever who never gets sacked, and Belichick, who always seems to have the look of a guy who just took a sip of some bitter beer. If you love to hate, what fun next week is going to be. So here's to the officials and the teams and the players you love to hate, adding spice to all of our lives every single day. And by the way, Nets fans are going to hate hearing Spencer Dinwiddie torn ligaments, right thumb out 4 to 6 weeks. Metropolitan fans have been hearing, and they hate hearing, how they couldn't, the Mets, the Wilpons, Brody bandwagoning, how they couldn't or wouldn't go after Machado or Harper because of so many needs they have, meaning having only so much money to go around. And certainly Metropolitan fans hate hearing from Wilpon how many teams have two $30 million players as in Cespedes and Cano. Just between you and me and the lamppost, I would trade Cano for Harper and put McNeil at second base, where he looked pretty good last year for 2 months. However, McNeil will learn to be an outfielder on the major league level yet. So let's hate, or if you're sensitive to hate, we can dislike. And if not teams, then the jerks and the knuckleheads who coach and play for them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.